The president's budget proposal is rippling through various sectors in Washington state. One question is what potential transportation cuts could mean for Sound Transit's ambitious light rail plans and the people paying taxes for it. 88.5 Simone Alisea breaks it down.
The big problem is with the president's proposal to eliminate all grant funding for mass transit projects that don't already have it.
This is really rather unprecedented.
That's Sound Transit CEO Peter Rogoff. He was also the Federal Transit Administrator when Obama was president. When it comes to these federal grants, projects have to go through several steps of approval before that money is released. Rogoff says typically a new president will honor funding commitments to projects that are already in that pipeline.
Because that's the only way a program like this can work. You're not going to get a project planned, designed, built, and open during a four-year period of one administration.
What Sound Transit is worried about is $1.2 billion federal dollars for the Northgate to Linwood leg of light rail and $500 million for the Angle Lake to Federal Way leg. These are projects already in the works, so if that money does go away,
it means the taxpayers in the Puget Sound region will have to pay more to make up for that loss.
Those taxes wouldn't go up overnight, but people would be paying them for a longer period of time. As far as the recently approved Sound Transit 3 expansion, most of those projects are too far out to be directly affected. But delays in one segment of light rail could lead to more down the line. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.